in recording.
Synthesis of who is recording is now live.
Thank you. Over to you, Barry.
Great. Thank you, Jonathan. This is Barry Cobb, helping with the policy staff. We're just going to provide a two-minute brief. I'm even going to hopefully try to beat the IRTPD summary that was provided to you today. But this is just to quickly brief the council on where the working group stands. As you may recall, a year ago or so, the council had adopted a working group to build a survey around some WHOIS requirements that were defined by staff in a prior paper. And basically, the results of the survey have been completed. So basically, the current status, like I said, the survey was completed at the end of 2012. What had happened prior to that is the working group developed a draft of the survey, posted it for public comment, received all of the feedback from that, developed the final version of the survey, released it, and I believe it closed at the end of October last year. Given some of the timing with competing efforts that were ongoing, as well as the end of the year vacations and those kinds of things, the working group didn't really reconvene till the beginning of 2013. But essentially, what had happened when we did reconvene, we decided that ICANN staff would compile all the results of the survey and move on from there. I think what's very important to note is that in putting together this draft of the final report, the survey itself was very lengthy, and not only was it lengthy, it was very technically specific. So it was a little bit of a challenge for many of the participants to complete the survey, and certainly certain skill sets were required to complete the survey in of itself. As I mentioned, we have submitted or completed a draft final report. And that report has been sent out to the working group to review some of the proposed recommendations within that. The report itself, essentially, it outlines the 11 technical requirements that were defined in the previous staff report and tries to summarize and consolidate the survey results so that it's a little bit more manageable and digestible. Even still, that's 50-plus pages of text, graphics, and charts that outline the summary of the results. Also included, we felt it was important to try to get a profile of the participants that took the survey, so that's included in the beginning. And as I mentioned, there are a few preliminary recommendations drafted by staff, but of course the working group will finalize and deliberate on any other recommendations that may need to occur. Just one point of note, we had a total of 247 responses. Unfortunately, though, only 67 of those were formally submitted, where the participant hit the submit button. And so the scope of the results of the survey is just around those 67. The remainder were too vague to try to influence any of the actual results, and so it was just better to admit those after the final analysis. Lastly, so the preliminary recommendations, that, you know, I think for the most part there have been larger efforts that have overtaken what the original intent of the survey was to do. For instance, there's a couple of questions about thick WHOIS. Obviously, we have a PDP on that right now. Certainly the efforts with the EWG, as well as the protocol efforts occurring within the WIRDS IETF group as well. So as it stands, just the preliminary recommendations are to submit the overall results to these three groups for now. As I mentioned, the working group is going to be reviewing the overall report and see if there are any additional recommendations to be had. But at this point in time, there is no policy implications on any of these recommendations. So lastly, basically, like I said, the working group will try to reconvene sometime after Durban. Whether we do that on the list or a formal call, we'll be deciding that in the near term. And then hopefully we'll be able to wrap this up at the September GNSO Council meeting. So that's all I have. Any questions?
The graveyard sloth, Barry, I'm afraid. Marika.
So this is Marika. I mean, not a question, but more a general observation, because I think this is one of those efforts where we were speaking about this morning, where you know the council initiated work, a lot of work, or at least created a lot of work that was conducted by staff, where towards the end of that project, no one was really willing, because I think the idea was that the working group would actually take the survey results and write a report and review them. No one willing to step up, where and staff took again the initiative and wrote that up, and now it's out. I don't know, Barry, if you got any feedback yet. I don't think I've seen anything on the list. I mean, it did go out just before the meeting, so in all fairness, but I think this is one of those projects where you know, we may need to use it at some point as a case study and say, okay, how do we deal with these kind of efforts where work is initiated? That is important. I mean, it asks important questions. Maybe it has been overtaken by some of the other initiatives going forward, but at what point do we recognize that you know, we maybe should just say, okay, is it still worth continuing, noting that it takes a lot of staff time then to follow up and write the report and close out these projects. So it's just a general point I wanted to bring up as part of the conversation. And I think there are a couple of efforts that we're looking at as well, you know, linking this maybe to another effort where we just started work on metrics and reporting, where we're starting to get volunteers on board, whether for some of these initiatives we look for other approaches to getting the work done. And I raised it as well in discussion this morning, you know, because we're used to the concept of let's get a drafting team together, develop a chart, and then the working group gets together and goes, you know, hand in hand, step by step. Are there efforts where we can basically say, well, you know, let's have staff take a stab at having a first report based on consultations they undertake before doing anything with the community, come back and have a kind of you know, first report out for review and comments, and that can be further taken up or thrown out if people still feel that it's you know really not going in the direction that people want it to go. But I'm concerned that you know like this effort, and I'm fearing as well that the metrics and reporting may be a similar effort where some volunteers sign up, but in the end, all the workload falls on staff. Well, we could have already done that in a probably more effective and efficient way from the start.
So Marika, you obviously and I suspect, and it seems to me, correctly feel strongly about this from the point of view of appropriate use of resources and the kind of outcome that might be generated. I wonder if this is, given where we are in the day, given where that not all the council is present, I wonder if this isn't best picked up as one of the wrap-up meeting sessions, because it's a time when we're likely to be fresher, possibly more responsive to doing something. I'm just not sure, notwithstanding the fact that it's a valid concern you have, whether we're going to get a lot of traction now and make the kind of progress you'd like to see us make. So that's my suggestion, I think.
No, and this is Morgan. I absolutely agree. I just already wanted to flag it because I think this is one of those examples that maybe you know provide some incentive for people to start thinking on how we sometimes can do things in a different way instead of our standard. Let's you know get everyone together, try everyone every step of the way instead of maybe some other approaches in getting things done.
Yeah, Barry.
And just to piggyback on what Marika was saying, I think this was kind of a perfect storm of events, at least with respect to this particular working group, because the new GTLD program was really getting ramped up, you know, towards the end of last quarter, and certainly as the new year came in. So that was a certain aspect from a competing aspect to the results. I think the other element to this is that the results themselves, the survey was so big, it was really hard for all of us to digest it and get an easy, quick away, you know, takeaway answer as to, you know, how effective was the survey, does it show overall support for the requirements and those kinds of different things, as well as, like I mentioned earlier, competing with vacation time and those kinds of things or group fatigue. So it was really a confluence of forces that that happened with this regard, but most for sure certainly is, as the council does consider future efforts, you know, we need to understand or try to kind of get an initial sizing on what it's really going to take to accomplish this and understand, you know, is it really going to be staff-led or is it, you know, or is the community going to share the burden on the effort and those kinds of things? So, thank you.
Thanks, Barry. Any other comments or questions on this? I think it is something that as I said, it's rightly important to raise, and it's clearly something we've got to pick up on. Okay, thanks everyone. It's been, notwithstanding the fact that we cut a session out, it's been a long day, so I think we'll take a little break before we get together this evening. I'm looking forward to relaxing a little with all of you this evening, so hopefully all or at least most of you will be there. We're going to meet at 7:15 in the lobby of the Hilton. If you're at a different hotel, Glenn sent out email instructions as to how to get there. Can I be reminded, Glenn or Marika, if there are any other housekeeping issues we should be thinking about? We're beginning at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. I think we're in pretty good shape. You probably saw the email about Thomas Rickett and the reason he isn't here. He's had a new baby daughter within the last couple of days. So that's good news for him, bad news for us because we don't get to have him here. But I think he's happily ensconced, and I think he is participating to some extent online. Great. Thank you very much. It's been a hard, long day, but I think it's been a constructive day, and we've had some great conversations and great contributions. So thanks all. Thanks ICANN staff. Thanks councillors. And thanks others in the room who've contributed. Cheers.